Welcome to the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, the site of our Republican presidential debate. Now, let's meet the candidates. Congressman Ron Paul.
There's growing concern among Americans about the size and the scope of the federal government and its infringement upon state and individual rights.
If you're elected president, how do you plan to restore the 10th Amendment, hold the federal government only to those enumerated powers in the Constitution, and allow states to govern themselves?
Congressman, what's your answer for Brandy and Michael?
Well, obviously it would take more than one individual, but the responsibility of the president would be to veto every single bill that violates the 10th Amendment. That would be the solution.
Anything else there? You got a little time left.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is the subject that is crucial because government is too big in Washington, D.C. It's run away. We have no controls of spending, taxes, regulations, no control on the Federal Reserve printing money. So if we want government, whether it's medical care or whatever, it's proper to do it at the local level as well as our schools. But there is no authority in the Constitution to do so much of what we're doing. There's no authority for them to run our schools, no authority to control our economy, and no authority to control us as individuals on what we do with our personal lives.
Thank you, Congressman.
Okay. Hi, I'm Stella Lohman from Atlanta, Georgia. I've taught in both public and private schools, and now as a substitute teacher. I see administrators more focused on satisfying federal mandates, retaining funding, trying not to get sued, while the teachers are jumping through hoops trying to serve up a one-size-fits-all education for their students. What, as president, would you seriously do about what I consider a massive overreach of big government into the classroom? Thank you.
Congressman Paul.
If you care about your children, you'll get the federal government out of the business of educating our kids. In 1980, when the Republican Party ran, that part of the platform was to get rid of the Department of Education. By the year 2000, it was eliminated, and we fed on to it. Then we, as Republicans, added No Child Left Behind. So the first thing a president should do is the goal should be set to get the government out completely, but don't enforce this law of No Child Left Behind. It's not going to do any good, and nobody likes it, and there's no value to it. The teachers don't like it, and the students don't like it. But there are other things that the federal government can do, and that is give tax credits for the people who will opt out. We ought to have a right to opt out of the public system if you want.
Congressman Paul, you have said that you believe that life begins at conception and that abortion ends an innocent life. If you believe that, how can you support a rape exception to abortion bans? And how can you support the morning after pill? Aren't those lives just as innocent?
They may be, but the way this is taken care of in our country, it is not a national issue. This is a state issue. And there are circumstances where doctors in the past have used certain day-after pills for somebody with rape. And quite frankly, if somebody is treated, you don't even know if a person is pregnant. You don't even know if there's a disease. But if it's 24 hours after rape, I don't know how you're going to police it. So I don't think you should create. We have too many laws already. Now, how are you going to police the day-after pill? It doesn't make any sense to me in a practical matter. So I would say that nobody can outdo me on respect for life. I've spent a lifetime dealing with life, but I still think there is a time where the law doesn't solve the problems. Only the moral character of the people will eventually solve this problem, not the law.
Independent New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg recently fretted over the possibility of the unemployed rioting in the streets. Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich recently said, quote, "For the first time in my life, I'm worried about this country." And recently a liberal columnist wrote this, quote, "We've lost our mojo." You know, President Obama promised hope and change, and according to many polls, fewer and fewer Americans believe he's delivered. Now, I'm not asking for your jobs plan here. What I'm asking for is, how are you going to turn this country around? We'll go down the row, 30 seconds each. Congressman Paul.
government destroys jobs, the market creates jobs. So the government isn't going to be expected to create the jobs. They have to change the environment. But you can't do that unless you understand where the depression recessions come from. And you can't understand that unless you know where the bubbles come from. I've been arguing this case for 20 years and warning about bubbles and housing bubbles and NASDAQ bubbles, and a lot of other economists have been doing the same thing. Until we understand that, you can't solve the problem. You have to deal with the Federal Reserve System. You have to deal with free markets, and you have to deal with the tax program and the regulatory system. Then you can get your jobs, because the people will create the jobs, not the government.
Waiting for the applause. If you had to choose a running mate, one of the people on the stage with you, who would you choose and why? 30 seconds down the row. Governor Johnson.
Sorry.
Well, that would be the guy three down, Congressman Paul. And that would be the notion that this country is about liberty and freedom, and that right now we are facing an extraordinary crisis, that if we do not address it now, we're going to find ourselves in a monetary crisis that is going to leave us all with nothing.
Congressman Paul Hurtaway.
I don't plan to make a choice at the moment, because I am on national polls. It seems like I'm in third place now. I think it would be inappropriate. As soon as I'm one of the two top tier, then I will start thinking along that line. But right now, I'm going to defer and just work very hard and make sure that I stay in the top tier and then eventually be one of the top two contenders.
Governor Perry.